Rundown live. Today is October 24th. This is round two. We just did our 5-minute intro, and then Sean's like, you got to do it again. So we're doing it again. It is brought to you by Lisa, Mattresses, Mattresses, Mattresses. They sponsored the first rundown we just did 3 seconds ago. They are still sponsoring this one. If you want a Lisa mattress, click on the link, $75. Doesn't matter if you save it today, tomorrow, 10 years down the road. We all sleep on Lisa mattresses, nothing but the best.
Should I do it again?
And now we're back to the shoes, which we started talking about.
I feel like I've never seen you in anything but boat shoes and like maybe Converse. These are fresh, Davey.
Yeah, they are.
They are Davey Fresh.
You should wear
fresh.
Them off and you can show them the socks too.
Davey
coffee.
Fresh.
Well, these are the Harambe socks.
Wow.
Yeah, it goes
Davey
Fresh. The light blue, the dark blue, it's nice.
Well, Davey Fresh. Oh, you got the tongue pop too? That's kind of like, that's very New York.
I'm going to be honest. All right, a couple things here. I've had these shoes for a while. I have a whole array of shoes you guys probably haven't seen because I don't like wasting good shoes coming to work because they make my feet smell and it's a waste to like. My good shoes, I don't like to wear a lot because once, if you wear them repeatedly, they're dead. So these are mediocre. As far as the socks go, I wore a different pair of socks and they were falling down and they were rubbing my heel off. So when I got to the office, we have a box of socks and I changed them.
You got a little callus on the back of that heel?
Yeah, I did.
Ooh, that's an electric Davey walks to work.
Yeah, because I know it is.
Go Prez, go.
Go Prez, go. Salt of the earth. That's my new thing whenever somebody says that.
It's just salt of the earth.
I actually do love it when you say that.
World Series. Dan?
Here we go, Danny boy.
It's showtime.
Here we go, Danny boy.
Showtime.
By the way, never been here. Oats and Cokes and coffee.
Yeah.
Uncharted territory.
Saturday night was unbelievable. I'm actually waiting for you to say what I think you're going to say. We celebrated a little too hard.
No, I don't say that.
Because I actually think that the city, like Chicago was electric. The stadium was electric. It was never a doubt. So it was like a 3-hour party.
Out number one.
Yeah.
They were celebrating like they fucking won the World Series. It was insane.
But the minute you know when Kershaw doesn't have it, you could tell right away.
That's the story. Is it about the Cubs or is it about Kershaw?
Kershaw didn't have it right away. So it was, and Kyle Hendricks did have it, faced the minimum.
Facing the minimum in an elimination game is fucking mad.
Dodgers lineup stinks.
How are they even in there?
I don't see any way the Cubs lose this World Series. It's
so,
a cakewalk. Congratulations.
It's fucking Cleveland.
No,
it's fucking Cleveland.
Stop. No, stop.
Nobody's respecting the tribe. Nobody except for me.
Stop it. The Cubs are better. They're the
better team.
The Cubs
but that doesn't matter. But that doesn't matter when you get to the World Series and when you see what the Indians. What scares the shit about the Indians with me is that their bullpen is a lot, I said this to you last night, is a lot like the Royals, where their starters need to just pitch 5 innings, and then they fucking go to Andrew Miller, they go to Shaw, and what's their other guy?
Very Royals-esque.
Cody, what's his name?
Cody
Allen. They're fucking, all of them, just shut everything down.
Miller, yeah, this series, if this goes 5 games, I'd be stunned.
The Cubs.
I did this the exact same
thing. The Cubs winning the World Series in 6 games on a Schwarber home run. How about him being back, huh?
Yeah. I almost don't like that if I was a Cubs fan.
Don't mess with it.
Yeah.
He won 100 bazillion games without him.
Well, I he's our best chance at DH.
Can we just do a weird game right now as I look to my left? Can you go down and
I was thinking this earlier. I don't know their name.
Can we get a camera on these 4 guys who nobody knows who they are sitting there?
I was thinking that. As we started.
What are the odds that anybody knows any? Wait, let's wait till the cameras go back.
I got one.
Let's see.
I don't know you. I should know you, but I don't know you.
Let's see.
I made fun of him on Twitter.
You got a camera? All right. Let's go right to left.
Real name or fake name? His fake name is Steve. His real name is Colby.
Colby, yeah, that's right.
Because it's Coley and Colby.
And who does he work for?
I don't know what he does here.
Yeah. Loud Sean.
Okay.
I got nothing.
You work for...
I got nothing.
Okay, Matt and Eric, I was gonna say Hank.
So you're like a finance guy?
Data analyst.
Oh.
We need those. That's
okay.
Good.
But a date, Blink 182. Yep. Feel like my data analyst, okay, all right.
What do you mean? Oh, he's got Blink 182
okay.
on his
All right. You should be Nate's intern and a Bengals fan. Wow, dude. Bengals, Blink 182, what else is on there?
We got the
Viva
still.
That's wild. Okay, a data analyst. Okay, that's gotta be the first. You trying to be the smart guy in the office with the Northwestern
those,
and the
those
glasses
aren't real. Those glasses cannot be real.
Did you go to Northwestern?
No.
Well, so that's a fucking bullshit move.
You didn't go to Northwestern and you're wearing that.
Move, man.
I have a friend that
wrestled. I have a friend in every college in America.
No.
Does anybody know who he is?
College? What?
Where did
I go to Ford?
That is.
I should really know that.
Danny. You're like walking around with a Harvard.
Are you a sales guy?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I went to
UMass. Are you a sales intern? Fordham.
Yeah.
Fordham and did you know
Jay, we gotta clean this up. Northwestern sweatshirts over here.
I know you're Keith's intern.
I've been in the elevator with him like a couple times.
Doesn't know a G-chat.
I just tuned him out.
I want to say your name is Bob.
That's not a real guess.
Matt.
Dave.
Steve.
Frank.
What is it?
Julian.
Eric.
It's crazy.
All right, back to the Cubs. Kyle Schwarber. Dan Heron said on Pardon My Take today, he's so dumb that he'll be good. He was like, he said that. As I asked him if like it's going to be hard to come back after 6 months, he said, most guys, yes, Kyle Schwarber's so dumb. He's just C-ball,
hit ball. I get it.
He's
like
the Gronk of baseball.
Right, exactly. Like just C-ball, hit
ball. I don't want to mix anything in there. So that's your official prediction, Cubs and six?
Yeah. I'm nervous.
Tribe and six.
I'm fucking nervous as shit. I do agree that no one is expected to be Cleveland Indians.
The Tribe have been fucking awesome, and everyone's like, these guys stink. It's crazy.
And Terry Francona.
Yeah. I would not want to go against him.
I love Joe Madden. I think Joe Madden's a great manager. Terry Francona's probably a better in-game manager.
He's no Tito.
Than Joe Madden. So that worries me, too.
I think the Cubs are far superior. I got Cubs in five. And I'm not just saying that to jinx it. I really do think that's going to be it. So congratulations on the World Series. Nice win for
Still
Chicago.
Need that $1,000.
You know what? I brought it like 3 days ago. It's now in the back check of a pants that may have hit the laundry. And in my book, if that money's like, gone, once
it's
I
like
take
a
it,
bookie off, though. You're like, I need it for my bookie. I'm like, I need it for my bookie.
I actually got you cash to be like,
wow.
Yeah. And that, but. Oh, if that cash gets lost in the laundry,
oh, we're fucked.
I don't know what happens then. I don't know the rules on that. NFL, it's
the
so
NFL
boring.
Stinks.
It's so boring.
Football sucks.
I guess the only thing we can do, we can talk about that 6-6 game, which was unbelievable. Awesome. The missed field goals.
That was actually one of my favorite NFL games ever because it was, you guys know how this happens with sports sometimes. It goes from bad to good bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I just... When the Cardinals missed the field goal, I was shocked. When the Seahawks missed the field goal, I've never seen anything like it.
And that guy, Hushka, is like an unbelievable kicker. I'm not sure about the Arizona guy. I know the Arizona guy, that cost me my bet. I had a -2. I was asleep by the time that happened.
Brutal.
But what, 28-yard field goal? I'm glad I wasn't awake for that. That would have killed me. As far as let's go early, you know, trying, and I know it's broken record. Nobody wants to hear it. Clearly, the Patriots are the class of the NFL. I mean, and by the way, I think the biggest chasm? Is that the word?
Schism?
Schism.
Chasm. Like
schism.
The top to the bottom. The top to the next. Chasm?
Chasm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know, but I also don't know.
Okay.
I really thought it was schism.
It's the biggest.
Too, schism, is schism is definitely
but
a word.
But chasm's a word too.
Yeah. So
it's the biggest.
What he's saying is chasm?
Whatever. The biggest difference between schism. The one and everybody else. I'm trying to think who the Patriots are going to play in the Super Bowl. I don't know. The Cowboys?
You know, I usually like hate Patriots, Dave, because you shove it down our throat. But it's really there's nothing we can say.
It sucks
so much better than everyone else, and it's not even.
If you have,
I mean, their defense
brain
is kind of iffy, but who can stop their offense?
If you have a brain and you've watched a minute of football this year,
yeah, I mean, who can? I don't know who can.
You
stop
know, like
the
last
Patriots.
Year, you
so
could
do
hang
you have
hat
coming
on
out
the Broncos. You know,
who
what
do
I mean?
You have
like,
coming
last
out
year there was a legitimate. Oh my God, I mean,
the NFC is terrible. Falcons, Eagles.
Everyone's
Cowboys,
got like two or three losses except
Seahawks,
for the Vikings, right?
That Seahawks, maybe the Seahawks because their defense is still good.
It's not looking good for us.
It's the Cowboys, the Seahawks. Who's the it? I mean, Big Ben. I would like to see the Steelers with Big Ben play the Patriots. I think that would at least be
a threat,
but it's not close.
The Steelers are one of those teams, though, like the Patriots do kind of struggle at Denver and with the Broncos. The Steelers are one of those teams that just
think. There's really no
they'll
teams.
Never beat us.
It's there's so no bad. Teams.
There's no teams.
It's also why this league fucking sucks. It's why ratings are down and nobody's enjoying it because aside from the Patriots.
Yeah, I don't know if that's truly why the ratings are down, but it is.
Well, I think the Cubs actually have affected the ratings in a big way, too.
Yeah, and they say the presidential election. Yeah. But, all right, moving on. This is outside the sports world, probably the craziest story. DJ Khaled, Snapchat his wife, literally Snapchatted his wife giving birth as a content guy.
Content.
You gotta tip your cap. That was the definition of content. Building the brand. And let me tell you something. He was getting old. He was getting stale because he kind of plateaued. This reinvigorated everybody. They're like, oh my God, that was unbelievable. Like sometimes when you build yourself as the Snapchat or that type of guy, you kind of plateau and then you need something to remind you're still like there and you're the best at the game. Snapchatting your wife's birth that's that moment. I don't know that you can top that, but nothing but respect for my man, DJ Khalid.
That the problem is, I mean, he would be a great blogger because that is content. But like you said, how do you top that?
You can't.
He basically has to wait till like his grandmother dies and Snapchat.
Or like a murderer.
Death.
No, yeah. Let me tell you something.
A live death. Like he'll pull something. The cord on granny.
None of that tops it. There is nothing like
I don't know,
that
a live
scenario.
Death would be pretty fucking wild.
Bro,
dude.
The only thing worse than a live death is a live birth. I'm telling you, it is a gruesome, weird,
no, I don't want to hear
weird experience.
Yeah. Keep this for Podfathers.
Yeah. You don't want that.
I got a little
it's
nauseous.
It's crazy that he did this.
I got a little nauseous just watching the snap. I stopped. Like when I saw it, I wasn't sure how graphic it was going to get, so I just stopped. By the way, and shout out to the wife, because that's playing for the home team as well. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way Mrs. Clancy's letting you Snapchat.
Hell no.
Right, because she doesn't believe in the craft. Sometimes the better...
Respect the game,
the
Mrs.
team
Clancy.
Play. Like, she just made them probably millions upon millions of dollars by building the brand again. So
I don't think that's the case.
Oh, I know that's the case.
I don't think that made billions of dollars. Stay above the wall.
You don't think that made millions of dollars?
I think that
long term, absolutely.
I mean, anytime you trend, I think yeah.
Yeah,
he's gonna
his demand on what people like right. The guys everywhere like paying for snaps and all that. Absolutely, yeah. Come on now, use your brain. I sneaky love this story. I don't know why I liked it so much. I read the whole thing because I think I got a little bit of a thing for the UConn coach. But so Diakio, is that his name? Diakio, the UConn coach. Tried to create, and I haven't been following the story totally, but he tried to create a rivalry with UCF. Just declared it a rivalry, built a trophy for it, called it the
clock.
A clock with conflict, like
the
highlighting
civil conflict.
FL and CT. And UCF wanted nothing to do with this rivalry. And Diakio, the UConn coach, is basically like, I don't care if they want in or out of this rivalry. It's not up to them to say when we declare a huge rivalry game. And this is a rivalry game. So they built the trophy. They're like 130 days till the game. UConn loses to UCF. UCF leaves the trophy just sitting there, just sitting on the UConn bench. I like Diakio. I don't think he can coach at all. He's the sharpest dressed coach in the league. He looks like he should be an electric coach. He's the worst coach, but I respect just being like, you do need a rivalry, by the way.
Yep.
But to pick UCF and be like, we're your rival and you have no choice in it, I gotta respect that move.
It's a rivalry now.
Yeah,
that's it is a rivalry.
I mean, maybe this time it wasn't. Next year, that's a rivalry. Yeah. Everyone's gonna be talking about the civil conflict. You're not gonna wanna lose the civil conflict. Well done, you created yourself a rivalry.
Yeah, Danny Two Oaks says that the UCF was in on leaving the trophy there because now that it is a full-blown rivalry. There's bad blood there, and I'm excited for it. They need to play this game on like a Thursday in rain, though.
Yeah.
Like that, it felt a little cheapened.
Yes, that's Diakio. He's got to be fired soon, I would assume. He is, by the way, one sharp-dressed cat.
But does he have to be fired? Because
I think you got a crush on this guy.
But if you're
UConn
football, isn't like, you're not going to be good, but he at least makes you kind. I mean, we're talking about you.
Interesting.
Well, no, UConn was decent at one point.
They did go to that one big bowl game.
They had the coach who left for what, Maryland,
I think?
Yeah, Edsel. Yeah. Speaking of guys I have crush on, can we make sure we get Giancarlo Vacca, the Italian millionaire, who I really have a crush on, you guys probably didn't see. This guy, just a quick shout out to his dancing abilities. He's maybe like the best dude on the planet. And I don't want to like him. You guys don't even know what I'm talking about. But you'll watch a clip of him dancing. It's an electric factory. So put that clip in there real quick. Speaking of man crushes. Yoga pants.
How do you not transition to Bieber there? It's a perfect segue. Mm.
Because Bieber's next.
That's a good host adjusts on the fly. Man crushes.
Fine,
ooh,
I'll
Bieber.
Go Bieber next and rotate it back, if that's what you want. So Bieber, now you didn't get all this blog, by the way. He walked off. Like, it's not like he, so Bieber was at a concert. He's upset that his fans are screaming during the concert. Gave a whole lecture that it's uncivil. I thought he was fair. He's like, you can scream after the songs, but not before the songs, not during the songs. Very annoying to have screaming fans like that. He actually walked off, Kevin.
Ended the concert?
Yeah, he just walked off. He stormed off.
A
little respect
Such
for
a
Biebs.
Boy.
I go
back and forth on Biebs. This is the pendulum swung all the way back to you're a fucking asshole for me. Dude, it's been a while since he's done something cool or funny or relatable. Complaining.
You even know.
Yeah, I mean, come
it's
on.
Tough.
This is
tough to complain.
This is cake and eat it too. Yeah. It's like him doing the, respect my privacy while he walks around barefoot in like Central Park. taking Instagram pictures. You can't fucking have it both ways.
I think this is a little bit worse. I'm a Bieber guy, but it's tough to be like, don't scream at my concert out of excitement.
It's tough, not only that, but to cultivate a fan base of 16-year-old girls for the last decade, then be like, no screaming.
Yeah, he was like, where was this concert?
I don't know.
Let's say he's like, welcome to like Georgia, and people screamed. He's like, that's rude.
That's enough. That's rude. It's really disrespectful, guys. Such a little
fucking asshole.
He did
admit he's been on the road a long time and his nerves are a little
bit stressed. I'm not with
my
friends
or
family. Shut the fuck up.
Listen, I call it as I see it. I think this was too much. I think you got to let the 15-year-old girls scream at your concert.
Yeah.
Can I interrupt one more
time?
Yes. All four of you, turn your computer around. I want to see what you guys are working on. No chance you guys are working. Can we get the camera on them? Let's see. We got Twitter. Oh, one of them's working.
That looks real.
We get the camera on them?
That's not work. That's.
I just realized they're just sitting here listening to the rundown and not doing
anything. Players Tribune over here.
Oh.
Why are you on the
Why don't you go over to Deadspin?
That's work. That's work. What do you got over there? Okay. All right. This office is the American dream. You can just show up, say someone is your mentor, and sit on your laptop and get free Wi-Fi all day and snacks.
You probably start getting a paycheck.
It's
if you
beautiful.
Just show up eventually.
It's beautiful.
Bagels.
I love
put you on the payroll.
Bagels.
You're fed, you just chill.
Back to the yoga pants thing. So this took on a life of its own, a little surprising. So we talked about this last week. The guy who wrote a letter to the paper in Barrington, Rhode Island, being like, anybody over the age of 20 shouldn't be wearing yoga pants. It's disgusting to look at. You're fat, you're gross, it's disgusting. The overall premise, if you have a problem with this, maybe not 20, but if you're fat, you shouldn't wear yoga pants. No different than if you're a fat dude, you shouldn't wear skin-tight yoga pants either. So that's fine. People will start hitting me up. There's going to be like a protest, a walk by this guy's house in Barrington, Rhode Island. There's a lot of that shit on Facebook. It's really easy to be like, we're doing this. It generally doesn't happen. It ends up being like a Kurt Schilling rally where like seven people showed up. This was a full-blown protest. They had close to 500 people in yoga pants walking by this dude's house. The dude's interviewed. He's like, this is so over the top. I don't know what to make of this. It seems like a pretty big controversy that the entire internet is talking about, and I don't even know what we're talking about. Fat chicks wearing yoga pants? No shit, they shouldn't wear yoga
20
pants.
20 is a tough cutoff.
That's ridiculous.
You're 21 years old, you can't wear.
He just
gotta
went the
be
wrong
like,
way.
Yeah, it's gotta be like 30.
It's not even 30.
It's not
40, you gotta be hot.
Jen Seltzer's mom.
Yeah. Just don't be fat.
Jen Seltzer's a mom.
Her grandmother's awesome yoga pants.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but what would possess somebody to actually join this parade? That's almost the crazy part.
Yoga pants, bro. That's what possessed them.
And so
people just don't like being told what they can't do.
I guess so.
That's really what it is.
Last one, and there's not much to talk about, but I thought it was worth putting on the rundown just so people could see it if you missed it. The guy who sang the national anthem at a hockey game while painting. I wanted to hate this move. I kind of thought it was a hard move, but then when you see the painting at the end and it's the, what is that thing called? When they're holding a flag?
Iwo Jima.
Pretty cool. Pretty fucking cool. Anything to add on it?
I'm surprised there aren't people like mad about that. Didn't you think that there was going to be some people saying it's disrespectful? You got to stand there and respect the flag and not do anything else.
I'm shocked this guy is just now coming out. Like, he should be doing this everywhere. Like, they have, you know, I think like Kentucky and Cleveland has that blind girl.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a couple others floating around that are pretty like routine national anthem people. How is he not in the circuit?
Was it a good anthem, too, the singing? Because that's the thing. I didn't even pay attention to the
good.
Words.
It was
like,
pretty good.
I was
good
more on
it was pretty good.
I was surprised he did both.
I mean, the whole thing was, at the end, it was fantastic. So,
yeah, oh, yeah. The
I just don't know how he hasn't done that more places.
Who blogged that first? Nate?
Yeah.
Shout out to Nate. Good headline, because I don't think I would have watched it if it wasn't like stay for the ending. So I just fast-forwarded through the first 10 seconds once I got it to see the end. So, that's a rundown. Anything else? Do we have any post-show?
Good luck, Danny boy.
There was, yeah, you get that. There was something else that eyes are starting to come along.
They're
a little
better.
Bit.
The right one, yeah. I mean, the right one's bad. The left one's good.
They're both okay.
What have you been doing?
The right one is better.
You didn't come to the office all weekend. Maybe it's the office.
Maybe the stress is calming down for you?
I think it's allergies, actually. I'm pretty convinced because I've started taking Visine, and that makes a big difference when I do it. Also, though, in other notes, I now have armpit rashes, so that's like not great.
What do you mean?
Armpit rashes.
The guy's falling apart.
What do you mean? We gotta see it.
Fucking gross.
Let's see it.
No, we're not doing that.
No, you can't say that. Not show
yes,
it.
Yes, you can.
Let's go.
Yes, you can.
See
don't
it.
Do
Let's
it.
See
Dave.
It.
Dave, don't you do it.
Dave, do it.
DJ Khaled would do it.
Content.
So I'm doing it. There's a lot.
It's wearing my shirt today.
Don't do this.
I think I had this one before you. I had to put it's a rash. I think it's a fucking rash.
There are
I think I'm just allergies.
There are no lines.
This is a trick for me to get you to take your shirt off so you can take your shirt off for the people.
No.
How's your glow? You've been working on your glow?
No, it glows. Stinks.
Yeah.
Oh God, this is gonna. How bad is this? Oh, wait, how bad? How much should I prepare for this? Is this like a red or is this gonna be disgusting?
It was stunning when I saw it yesterday.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
I think
you're allergic to New York.
I think it's getting a little better.
Hold your mic so it doesn't pull up. Oh Jesus.
Oh, I see. That's not bad.
I think it's getting
better. No, that's not bad.
It's certainly not enjoyable.
No. You're okay.
We are. We need to have some guidelines.
What's wrong with you?
I think I'm allergic to something like legitimate.
New York.
Maybe.
New York, we always joke that New York was going to eat you alive, and it's literally eating you alive. It's consuming you. It's
devouring you. Not the best. Looking forward to the Breeders' Cup in like 2 weeks to get the fuck out of here.